The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh yeah, it's time once again for the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with the plan, the Ed Man, here with the news and my views for the past week. Let's get into it. I'm going to start right off the bat and read to you the latest Trump tweet, which is... This is from Donald Trump. Going to the White House is considered a great honor for a championship team. Stephen Curry is hesitating, therefore, invitation is withdrawn. So apparently, first, this tweet confused me because I thought, why would Trump care? Since when is the star of Rocky Horror Picture Show on a championship team? What are they even talking about? Because see, I don't follow sports, right? And then I realized, oh, it's not the guy I'm thinking of is Tim Curry. So this is Stephen Curry, a completely different dude. So so apparently, you know, Trump invited this guy, and it's funny because Stephen Curry did go to the White House when Obama was there. And Stephen Curry either said no or he was taking his time. And so Trump just uninvited him. I don't know. Does this make Trump look childish? Like, oh, he wasn't going to come to my party, so I'm going to uninvite him. Or does that save face? Does that actually help to do that? But I think it's kind of funny to actually make a tweet about it, you know, especially interspaced with all these more serious tweets where he's talking about the health care bill and about Senate races. So, you know, just I never really got why presidents care about sports figures. I guess either they like it, I suppose, or more likely, sports is popular with people. And so they pretend to care about sports as well. I remember seeing a presidential debate once, and the moderator asked them what they were going to be doing that night, and everybody said they were going to be watching the basketball game that night. And then the moderator points out that it's actually the next night. So it was pretty funny that you know, they were just faking that they like sports. You know, I think it's pretty funny that the press concentrates on, you know, little drama like this. But did you know that Trump came out with a tax reform plan, right? And let me play you a couple of clips here.
Here are my four principles for tax reform. First, we are going to make the tax code simple and fair so that families can spend more time with their children and less time wading through pages of paperwork. A staggering 94% of families use professional help to do their taxes. And that's not fair. It's not right. That's why under our plan, 95% of Americans will be able to file their tax return on a single page without keeping receipts, tracking paperwork, or filling out extra schedules.
Now, I realize that it's very exciting, you know, when your team hits a three-pointer to win or whatever. But listening just now to Trump say that and the possibility of being able to file taxes in such an easy manner, that makes me excited, right? So am I just a geek, or does that happen to you guys too, listening to that clip? Does that make you go, yes, that this is what we need? Do you realize how much time? It's not just the taxes that cost us money, but it's the amount of time that we spend on them. It's ridiculous collectively as a nation. There are so many hours just be wasted doing nothing but the government's job, which is to figure out what they're owed in taxes. They are basically making us spend our own money to pay them. If we knew the number of man hours, just the number of... I hope I don't get in trouble because I said man hours and not woman hours. If we knew the amount of hours spent on doing nothing other than figuring out taxes, we would probably just be blown away by the amount of productivity that just goes down the toilet doing nothing but figuring out what we owe. So a simplified tax plan gets me very excited. Forget sports. Forget women. I just want simpler taxes.
Second, we're going to cut taxes for the middle class so that hardworking Americans can finally save more for their future. We want to help families keep more of what they earn and to be able to afford the costs of raising a family. Our tax code should recognize that the most important investment we can make is in our children.
Well, that might be true, but I think an investment in a new car for me might be pretty nice, too. You know, whatever it takes, Mr. President, for me to be able to keep more of my money, this is what I want.
Third, we are going to restore America's competitive edge by making our tax system more attractive for investment and for job creation. Our business tax rate is the highest in the world, pushing jobs to foreign countries. That's not what we want. That's not what I've been talking about all these years. I've been talking about the exact opposite. We need to bring down our tax rate so we can create jobs, wealth, and opportunity right here in the United States of America, so we can bring our jobs back and bring our businesses back. We want tax reform that puts America first. We want tax reform that makes America great again.
Correct. You know, it's so funny because you see liberals want to tax the millionaires and billionaires. And then when they outsource their manufacturing outside of the country or just flat out leave the country and establish their corporate base somewhere else outside of America, the liberals get so angry at them, but they're doing it out of their own self-interest. People always act out of their own self-interest. I don't understand why this is a concept that's beyond liberals. And this is one of the reasons why socialism won't work, communism won't work on a larger scale, because people do naturally act out of the self-interest of themselves and their families.
Finally, we're going to bring back trillions of dollars in wealth parked overseas so that it can be invested in our country where it belongs. We have a once-in-a-generation opportunity to reform our tax code and pave the way to unprecedented prosperity. By doing what we're doing, you will see results like you've never seen before. It will be the largest tax cut in our country's history. I'm asking members of both parties to come together, to put aside partisan differences, and to pass historic tax reform and tax cuts for the great citizens of our nation. That's how we will all succeed and thrive together as one team, one people, and one American family. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
That's a pretty good speech for a racist monster, racist misogynist monster, right? who's a dotard. Yeah, I guess I should talk about that. So this is the new word. After Donald Trump called Kim Jong-il Rocket Man at the UN, oh my God, I can't believe he did that. I can't believe he did that. But you know what? It took off, and people love it. It's so funny. You have other countries are calling him Rocket Man, Kim Jong-il Rocket Man now. It's so funny. Anyway, I saw a headline on Yahoo News, and here's the headline. North Korea's Kim called Trump a dotard. What's that? And then there's an article... There's an article attached to the link which explains what a dotard is. Feeble old man here. You know, these things are always just a waste of time, really, aren't they? I mean, let's see. North Korean state media sent people scrambling for dictionaries Friday with a dispatch that quotes leader Kim Jong-un to President Donald Trump, the mentally deranged U.S. dotard. All right. Well, good one. Good one, Rocket Man. Good one, Kim. Oh, my goodness. Speaking of dotards, did you see the video of Lawrence O'Donnell from MSNBC? My goodness, this guy has gone crazy. And it's so funny. So there's an anchorman for MSNBC, and he was caught. Well... So when they do their shows, they continue to tape through the break, but they don't air that, obviously. Well, somebody must have been angry, and they leaked this. And it's so funny. If you remember a while ago, Bill O'Reilly had a video leaked that showed him yelling at his staff in between the commercial breaks. And now we have one for the liberal side, Lawrence O'Donnell. It's so funny because of the heat that O'Reilly took. Oh, he's terrible. He's awful, blah, blah, blah. O'Reilly just kind of laughed it off. But now it's Lawrence O'Donnell's turn. And his fan base is defending him. You know, they're being really nice to him and stuff like that. But it's so funny to see him criticizing Donald Trump and saying what a mean person Donald Trump is. And then he himself, as soon as the cameras go off, his face changes and it's just like a transformation. And I love it because I'll run a clip or two. You know what? I don't think I can, actually, because he just curses so much in it. I can play this little piece here. Okay, so when this clip starts, Lawrence O'Donnell is smiling, a big smile on his face, crinkled eyes, just friendly grandfather type person here, just really nice guy. And even though the words in his mouth, coming out of his mouth, are critical, but here's a clip, and I'll be talking through this because you can't see the facial expressions that this guy is making, but it's just gold.
See how that one goes. Thank you, Rachel. Well, today President Trump visited Texas, but he forgot to bring any empathy with him, but he did bring a hat that is for sale.
Okay, so now they're off air.
58 seconds.
He looks angry.
What's going on? Why am I losing this? Why don't I have sound? All right, it's back. Someone's pressing buttons and turning my sound off.
He's mad.
Who's asking for a Labor Day rundown in my ear?
His lips are pursed. He looks like he's going to hit someone. Wow, he looks vicious, man. All right, let's get to the good stuff.
James Fallows and Josh Earnest, thank you both for joining us tonight. Really appreciate it.
So looks nice.
Coming up, is Donald Trump going to be called to testify to Congress? Michael Liskov has the latest on that.
He looks kindly. Now he's mad. He is mad.
Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's
he's
got a
pointing.
Hammer?
He's
Where
standing
is it?
Up.
Where's the hammer? Is it up? Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
He is mad.
Stop the hammering.
Wow, he looks scary, dude. He looks scary. He is angry.
I'll go down to the goddamn floor myself and stop it. Keep the goddamn commercial break going.
I've got to beep that out, huh?
Call fucking Phil Griffin. I don't care who the fuck you have to call. Stop the hammering.
Phil Griffin is the president of MSNBC. Sorry about the... Oh, wow. he is very upset. He is very upset. So the silences that you heard, well, I had to edit out the curse words that he was saying so that I could play the clip. He is so angry, right? And these guys are going to get on Donald Trump for his temperament. Yeah. So it doesn't really speak... Look, I don't really care if somebody gets upset, but it doesn't really speak to his empathy as he was just criticizing Donald Trump about towards the people who are working around him. I mean, did he really have to shout to get people to listen to him? It's Lawrence O'Donnell, man. I mean, I'm sure they'll stop the hammering. There's probably producers already on it. I mean, is he the only person who cares about hammering happening in the background? He can't just say, look, you got to stop the hammering. You got to stop. Who's hammering? Please make sure that is cut out, right? He has to get up, scream multiple times before anybody could even possibly do anything. People are going to be more nervous and take longer to react. And there's makeup people around him. There's parts that I didn't play because you couldn't see what was happening. Somebody came in and they tried to adjust his earpiece. He flicked his hand up so fast that it looked like he really just kind of wanted to hit the guy who was going to take his earpiece out. I mean, if Trump was caught on camera doing this exact specific thing, they would say he was a psychopath. They'd say he's mentally unfit. And all these other things. But, you know, because it's the MSNBC guy, on his Twitter, he apologized and he said, if I was a better anchorman and a better man, I would have reacted better to technical difficulties. And I think that's a nice apology. I hope that he apologized to the staff at that time. When you're under pressure, I could see somebody kind of cracking like that, and then later on saying, "Look, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have acted like that. Here's some money or something," right? But but it is kind of funny because he is going on air and he's criticizing Trump and saying that he lacks empathy and he doesn't have the correct temperament, and then he himself has this blow up. So a little poetic justice, I think. Speaking of criticizing Trump, earlier this week, Trump got himself in some trouble again. And, you know, he's got to be doing this on purpose. A lot of people are saying that he is just kind of a dummy. And so, but look, even rats, okay, when they get enough electric shocks, figure out not to do the same thing over and over, right? Donald Trump retweets a meme of him hitting a golf ball. Then the scene changes to the video of when Hillary Clinton fell down at the plane when she was going up the stairs. And they pasted on top of that video a golf ball hitting her in the back. So in effect, the total effect was Donald Trump hits a golf ball, it switches, and you see the golf ball hit Hillary Clinton and knock her down. So that's what it looked like because of the way that they had edited this video. And it happens in like, you know, it's a 3-second clip, and it was just a funny thing. All right. Now, should the president of the United States be sending this out? No. Okay. But at this time, we're used to the fact that this is just what Donald Trump does. He's a troll. He likes to get people's goat, and he probably saw it, laughed, and then just tweeted it, right? I don't know why he doesn't have a filter. I don't know why, okay? I can understand in your regular life, even if you're a celebrity, you know, you kind of don't care what people say too much. Trump does never really seem to care that much about what people think, you know. Whereas me, if I was a famous person, I'd say, oh, I better not put this out. I might lose some fans. Apparently, Trump just doesn't care about stuff like that, right? So he, I could see seeing something that you think is funny and then tweeting it out. But then once you become president, especially when the meme concerns your opponent, you would think, well, maybe I won't retweet this because people will get upset. But he doesn't care. So he tweets it out, and of course people get upset. So it becomes the lead story and prominently featured on CNN, CBS, and all these other channels, and it's a big deal, okay? I'm reading articles about it. They're saying he's a misogynist. They're saying it's promoting violence against women. I mean, all this crazy stuff. So as kind of, what's the word? Childish? What's juvenile? Yeah, as juvenile as it is. to retweet this stupid meme that you know is going to get you some backlash, it's even more juvenile to actually put this as part of your lineup when you're a serious news network or pretending to be a serious news network. And, you know, I think when you're trying to be a real news network, you might say, hey, this meme has gotten popular, and then say, it's funny, but it's juvenile, and it's not something you'd expect or whatever. I mean, kind of what I just said, right? But real quick, short thing, because you got other news to get to, right? You have wars to cover, right? But no, they get a panel. They get a panel of people to discuss this. I mean, do they not have enough news to fill the hours? Don't they feel that this coupled along with the other kind of stupid coverage that they have? I mean, they're already in trouble. these networks for putting out fake news and putting your emphasis in the wrong place, right? So Trump says, I want to give a tax cut to the middle class. They take that and they say he wants to cut taxes and give millionaires and billionaires a tax cut, right? So instead of focusing on the part of his speech that says, I want to give a tax cut to the middle class, they focus on the part of his speech that says, I want to make it easier for corporations to come back to America. And they won't even say that. They'll just say he wants to give millionaires and billionaires and corporations a tax cut, right? So they're already in trouble for putting their focus and overemphasizing things that will make him look bad. But then to dedicate time to this is not going to make you look good, right, as a news network. So you would figure that this is stuff that you would want to avoid. Well, let's go back even a little bit earlier in the week, okay? There was a kid, I don't know who the kid was, just some random kid, right? 10 years old, ambitious, and he had gotten a letter to the president that he wanted to mow the White House lawn. And so I don't know if it was a PR stunt or if Trump's just a nice guy or who knows why, but they decided to go ahead and let him do it. So the kid is now 11 years old. They got his dad there. He's wearing gloves and you know, glasses to shield his eyes from flying grass or whatever. And they show him mowing the lawn, right? They turn that very nice story of Trump giving a kid his dream, and he's kind of, you know, standing there and watching him. He comes out and he says hi to the kid. You know, just a really nice thing. PR moment or not, I mean, I don't know. Probably, right? But it was nice. This dummy, who is this guy? Former writer for the New York Times, of course, whose job is to defend unions, comes on Twitter, and he actually has the gall to say that this is dangerous and this is against child labor laws, and basically this is the guy who comes out and says the kid might lose an eye, right? I mean, you have Secret Service there, you have the guy's parents, the guy's father there, you have Trump there. He's got equipment on. It couldn't be more safe. Couldn't possibly be more safe. And this guy comes out and he's putting out links to articles saying that you shouldn't have kids mowing lawns and all of this stuff, you know, and they're advertising. Trump is got this kid out here saying that this is what America should be, hard work, you know, the entrepreneur. He says the kid's going to really make something out of himself because he is, and the kid is on television himself giving interviews saying this was a great idea. I'm so smart. I'm getting a lot of exposure doing this. And, you know, you figure that this free publicity would give the kid a rockin' business. And if that was your kid, probably you would say, great job, kid. But they are so much against Trump that they actually come out and they will turn this into a negative thing. So it's just kind of amazing to me. And I know that every week we have stories about this type of stuff. And you'd figure that I'd be used to it by now. But over and over, it is baffling to me and also highly entertaining. Because if this ridiculous behavior translates again, at the polls, the Democrats are going to lose their behinds once more. One final story, which is that Toys R Us has filed for bankruptcy. And, you know, I think that this would be upsetting to many, many people. Let me give you a little bit of pettiness right here. And realize that I'm like 7 or 5 or whatever. Lionel Playworld was my favorite toy store. And I think it went out of business or it filed for bankruptcy. I don't know what happened. But all I know is that Toys R Us, which I never liked, because when I was a kid, I always was annoyed at how they made the R backwards. I was like, that's not proper English. And so I always like play Lionel Playworld. And when it was taken over by Toys R Us, I was mad. So 5-year-old me is delighting in this story. Boy, that's pretty petty. Now, of course, adult me realizes that this is not a